Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
24084.
I'm so sorry. Repeat that, please.
24084.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please.
Excuse me?
Your first and last name, please.
My name's Raleigh.
Raleigh Jones?
Yeah.
I see an account with that name. Would you let me know the address, please, for security starting with 22?
It's 223 Walker Avenue.
Thank you, sir. Of city and state?
It's Dublin, Virginia.
Thank you, sir. And the information is popping up so we can I can assist you. Thank you. The computer is taking a couple of minutes. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for your patience. I think the computer is waking up also. Mr. Jones, I do see an account with the shipment of the drone to you December 21st and paying $9.97. In addition, I see that this account is a bundle. It has several items, one being the online discount store, where you're paying $67 a month with a $125 voucher. I'm listening, sir. Say it again, please.
No, that wasn't part of the deal. I answered the email for the drone, and then I get up this morning, and there's a $67 charge on my card, and I want that money put back. I didn't sign up for no $67 gift card.
You want the account canceled, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please.
Nowhere in there did it say anything about a $67 a month charge for anything.
The terms and conditions are supposed to show the full offer.
Oh, I've still got the email. I done went and looked. It is not there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, sir, the account has been shut down, no further charges, and the company is able to give you a 35% refund, giving you $23.56.
No, I want a 100% refund, and even the money for the drone, or I'll take legal action.
Now, the drone has been shipped to you. That's arrival time.
Well, that's $9.97 then. I want the other 67 put back in my account.
The company is able to give you a 50% of $33.66.
No, the company is able to give me my full amount.
Give me 1 minute, please, Mr. Jones.
I will take legal action.
I understand, sir. 1 minute, please. Thank you. So the refund that you receive will be back on your account between 3 and 5 business days, and the notification for that refund will go to Jones, anybody at yahoo.com. And I'm finishing your refund. 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. Okay. So, Mr. Jones, the company is giving you the full 67, 32, and 3 to 5 business days. It'll be back on your account.
Okay.
And I'll give you the confirmation number.
Can you send it to me in an email?
I can. I would have to send it to the other department. Give it 1 minute for me, please. The other department sends the emails. It would be 24 to 48 hours. Pardon me?
Hang on just a second. I may have an exam, Andy.
Okay. Well, I'm doing the email anyway, sir.
That's fine.
Okay. Almost done. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm still here. Thank you. Can you hear me, sir? There we go. Do you have any questions?
It's very noisy on your end.
I'm so sorry. That came out of the blue. I'm not able to control it. Sorry about that. My concern is, do you have any more questions?
$67.32
back on the account. That is right. Okay. So sorry for the confusion, sir. The best to you. Enjoy the drone, sir. Okay?
Thank you. You have a Merry Christmas.
You the same. Merry Christmas, sir. Have a good day. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.